Lonnie Way.
Tá aqui, tá? Fakala Fatuko e Fakaniwe, welcome to you.
Welcome to Mungahoni We, and a special welcome to all our listeners who are continuing to learn Mungaho with us from the deep south of Aotearoa all the way to the north. Whakalawhala hea tu kia mtoru o siko whanongonongo mai hea whia whinei. Mua atu e tau ho whia whia tu kia mtoru, ma he whahi tonga he motu si hoko atu ke whahi tuke lau, he motu kua whia whakalau lahi hea mtoru a Mungahoni We. Thank you to all of you who have given us feedback. We appreciate all your calls and please continue to contact us on Halo's phone 837-1770. O we tulo watu ki amtoru ne whātā mai e te hokotau ki amtoru fia manako amautoru ke mo e te hokotau ki ia amtoru koe numela ke ui mai ai ki ai koe numela telefoni a Halo koe waru tolu fitu taha fitu fitu no ari foki.
Walu tolu fitu, taha fitu fitu noa.
Nākai
noa.
Nākai. Hānei, kua whakawhitāma e kano kau, he awhi awhi nei, siko mautoru hae, mō Mari, mō Lisa. Hānei hā kakau, a halo, he hau he palatū, hā kua ke lai palatū ngā nei. Si whakalawhala hea tu kia mua ma kano kau.
Whakalawhalahi atu foki ki amtoro e tau kapisinga, tau mamatua, mwe tau fuata kua whanonongo, mai he afi afi nei. Whakalawhalahi atu ki he kano kau haia, tu ngaia koe whakataritari a ngaia ni ki hoko mai ha mautoro a takitaki, ko halo ka pese ia, koe takitaki monei ka takitaki, ko lima ia. Whawelahi lima, whawelahi.
Lisa? Whakalofala hea te Marisa.
Whakalofala hea tu ke tau mamatua fulufulu ala mokoi mali mamo mali.
Whakalofa hu fia fia tu ke tau tuluosi. Ko whanongonongo mai hea fia finei. Ilo eo kwa fita amtulu. He no nofo viko ke he tau reti o hamtulu whanongonongo mai hea fia finei. O ue e mwe rolongo loa mai. O ue tulau ke amtulu he whaam. Tā mai te hokotaki, fufuala he longona mai te tala hamturu, he fia longona hamturu, he vanghau ni we, ke ta usi ai he tō pōpi he nei. O e tu lo watu ke hamturu, ko hoko mai, si kui hanei e takitaki ha mauturu, kwa huma he mutu hala, si whaka ue ha kwa hoko mai a ia he mga afi nei, ka kwa hoko tu ai a mauturu ke vaha he whakawhiriwe ia, si kwa kwa koi a em nei ma takitaki halo,
Fakafiri meia atu ko usi malai ha mautor. Fakau elahi. Fakau elahi ko tomui mai fakatose o Wa uha ni kahai hausu. Siosi moia hau hui ta hamala. So, fakala falahi atu ke mtoru e kano kau katoa. Ne kua o mai hea honei. E mongo vya finei.
Fakala baha. Fakala baha. Fakala baha ni ui mai ai ke poi atu.
Haia, wala.
We will start with the Whakaleo song to help us with the vowels. Tō uhu atu e rolongo Whakaleo, ke laumataia ke tau māo eri, mo ke hata tōre tau whakapatū talanga.
Ahakama, ahakama na pala tawa ngā whā, lehe ke mene pele te wenge whēr, I ke mene pili te wenge whī, ahakama na pala tawa ngā whā, Alofi ma ke futu apa nam kulu toi liku hiku tama ke ahakama na pala tama mafa ke mene pili te wenge fei I ke mene pili te wenge fi ahakama na polo tovo mafa ha e I ohu ahakama na polo tovo mafa Mutala la ke paha kupu Mai e avasele tamakatonga Akama na bala tava ngafa E ke mene pele te wenge fei I ke mene pili te wenge fi Oko mono polo tava ngafa A e I o u Oko mono polo tava ngafa
Thank you for singing the Whakaleo song with us. We will use some vocabulary and phrases tonight before going into our story for the night. Hānei e wharu kupu whakaonga katu tala moe wharu. Vocabulary and phrases. We will start now with myself. Seasons.
Tau vaha he tau. Tau vaha he tau.
Autumn.
Vaha mase afu. Vaha mase afu.
Winter.
Vaha makalili. Vaha makalili.
Spring.
Vaha tau tupu. Vaha tau tupu.
Summer.
Hey, Vahama Fana, woohoo, Vahama Fana.
Different seasons.
Tau Vaha kehkehe he tau. Tau Vaha kehkehe he tau.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Should we repeat or we'll keep on going?
Keep on going.
Keep on going. Okay, yeah. Let's put those words into conversations. Tau whakaongai tau kupuia ka tutala. Moe whauru a tau tangata foki. Let's start now with seasons.
Tau baha he tau. Tau baha he tau.
It has been a very cold winter this year.
Ne to taha e makalili e baha makalili he tau nei. To taha e makalili e baha makalili he tau nei.
I'm looking forward to the summertime.
Koe leo fia fia noa au ke hoko mai whakaawe e waha mawhana. Koe leo fia fia noa au ke hoko mai e waha mawhana.
When I don't have to wear lots of layers of clothes.
Ke ua uka e tui he tau mena longa. Ke ua oka e tui he tau tā puru longa.
Yes, spring is coming.
Haia, koe waha tau tupu hane hau. Haia, koe waha tau tupu hane hau.
So I can put my garden in?
Ke tō ai haku kā tene. Ke tō ai haku kā tene.
And enjoy lots of fresh vegetables.
Ai, moe kai longa e tau fua he whanua.
Moe kai longa e tau fua he whanua.
Before autumn sets in.
Tō hoko mai e waha mase a fu.
Ai, avorahi. Let's repeat the conversation again. Inu foki whakabare mare. Seasons.
Tau waha he tau.
It has been a very cold winter this year.
Tō tahai makalili e waha makalili he tau nei.
I'm looking forward to the summertime.
Koe leo fia fia noa au ke hoko mai e waha mawhana.
When I don't have to wear lots of layers of clothes.
Ke ua uka e tui mena tui longa. Ke ua uka e tui tāpuru longa.
Yes, spring is coming.
Haia, koe waha tau tupu hane hau.
So I can put my garden in.
Ke kamata tō ai haku kā tene.
And enjoy lots of fresh vegetables.
Ai, moe kai longa e tau fua he whanua.
Before autumn sets in.
Tō hoko mai e waha masi afu.
Pakawelahi, o ki whakakū ki uhu e lolongo hata tō. Let's have a break and sing our song. Ka vivela mai e la, we can only wish.
Ka vivela mai e la, koene ke whakalole lore, uku feke ke mou e tufanga, hata ua ne lo tokia, tumalala, tumalala. Tumalata, tumata, tumalala, 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 tumalata, tumata, tumalala, kavevela maela, koene ke whakalole lole, uku feke ke moue tufanga, hata ua ne lo tokia. Tumalala, tumalala, tumalata, tumata, tumalala, 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 tumalata, tumata, tumalala, tukulua.
Let's have some more words that we may use in our daily conversations. Hanei fau kupu, whakaonga, ka whakatutala, mwe fau. Let's start now. Look.
Ono. Ono.
Look up.
Ono hake. Ono hake.
Look down.
Ono hifo, Marisa. Ono hifo.
Look yonder.
Ono atu, Malima.
Ono atu.
Ono atu.
Look behind.
Ono kitua. Ono kitua.
Ono kitua kage hea. Look forward.
Ai, ono kimua.
Ono
kimua.
Well, hey, let's put those words into a conversation. Whaongai tau kupuia, ka tutala, mwe whaurua tau tangata. Vocabulary and phrases. I'll start now. Look up the skies.
ono hake ki he langi.
Mm-hmm.
Ono hake ki he langi.
Look up to the blue yonder.
Ono atu ki he langi mamao na. Ui, ai ka mamao haia. Ono atu ki he langi mamao.
Look down to the grass.
Ono hifo ki he mosie. Ono hifo ki he mosie sie.
Look behind the tree.
Ono ki tua he a kau. Nege vramuuli a mali. Ono ki tua he a kau.
Look forward as you walk.
Ono ki mua ka whano hui.
Kalapaha.
Ono ki mua ka whano hui.
Let's sit by the fire.
Oi. Hau ke nofu he tapa afi. Hau ke nofu he tapa afi.
It is cold tonight.
Makalili e pō nei. Makalili e pō nei.
Ese.
Thank you.
Chili.
Whakaulahi. Let's just repeat that. Liu foki from le mole. Look up to the skies.
Ono haki ki he langi.
Look up to the blue yonder.
Ono atu ki he langi mamao.
Look down to the grass.
Ono hifo ki he mo sie sie.
Look behind the tree.
Ono ki tua he akau.
Look forward as you walk.
Ono ki mua ka whano hui.
Let's sit by the fire.
Hau ke nofu he tapa afi.
It is cold tonight.
Makalili e pō nei.
Isi.
Whakaulahi, let's have a break and sing that beautiful song we always sing. You would now have memorized it. O ki whakakū, ki uhu e lolo ngō katoa li hitatū.
Ko e katoa li, ko e ika pule pule. A ke mai, ke awa taka whanga. A ke mai, ke ta whala matamaka. Ke kumi e lakua.
Oi.
Ko e katuali, ko e ika pule pule. Ha ke mai, ke awa taka whanga. Ha ke mai, ke ta whola matamaka. Ke kumi e lakua.
Ha ke.
Ha ke mai e ta whi holori ki mua. Ki koke toka holori ki tua. Leo e pea ke hake ki uta holori, holori, holori.
Ha ke.
Ha ke mai e ta whi holori ki mua. Ki koke toka holori ki tua. Leo e pea ke hake ki uta holori, holori, holori. Ko e katuari, ko e ika ilo ilo, ta kele ai ki lalo fonua. Ko e matahui aniwe feka, kua pulo tu moe makutu. Ko e katuali, ko e ika ilo ilo, ta kele ai ki lalo fonua. Ko e matahui aniwe fekai, kua pulo tu moe makutu.
Ake.
Hake mai e ta whi holori ki mua, i whoke e toka holori ki tua. Leo he pea ke hake ki uta hololi, hololi, hololi.
Hake.
Hake mai e ta whi holori ki mua, i whoke e toka holori ki tua. Leo he pea ke hake ki uta hololi, hololi, hololi.
Thank you for singing along with us. Here are some more words we may use in our daily conversations. We'll start with myself. Fire.
Afi. Afi.
Firewood.
Ngafi, ngafi.
Matches.
Mata afi, mata afi.
Fireplace.
Ngutu afi, ngutu afi.
Kindling.
Kakau mata mata ki e afi. Kakau mata mata ki e afi.
Newspaper.
Nusi pepa, what a low pepa here. Low pepa. Nusi pepa.
I think for Wile, let's put those words into a conversation. Fakaangai tau kupuya tau tolu, my or my kafakatutala, my falu vocabulary and phrases. Let's start with myself. Marcus has the firewood.
Fai nga afi a Marcus.
Solomon has the matches.
Fai mata afi a Solomona. Fai mata afi a Solomona.
Lily had the kindlings.
Fai kakau iki a Lily ke kamata aki e afi.
Let's light up the fire.
Tungi lai afi, tungi lai afi.
So we can warm ourselves.
Ke whakamawhana aki a tau toru.
I feel warm already.
Ooh, ma whana mai tuai. Ma whana tuai nāu.
Let's enjoy our hot drinks by the fire.
O mai ke inu ma whana he tapa afi. O mai ke inu ma whana he tapa afi.
Yes,
Rolahi, let's repeat that conversation again. Liufoki, e whakatutalanga ia whakamole maore. Let's light a fire.
Tafu lai afi.
We have some newspaper.
Hae, lau pepa.
Marcus has the firewood.
Fai ngafi a Marcus.
Solomon has the matches.
Fai matafi a Solomona.
Lily had the kindlings.
Fai kakau iki iki a Lily ke kamata ki e afi.
Let's light up the fire.
Tungi lai afi, tungi lai afi.
So we can warm ourselves.
Ke whakamawhana ki a tau toru.
Let's light up the fire.
Oh, tungi mai lai afi.
So we can warm ourselves.
Ke whakamawhana ki a tau toru.
I feel warm already.
O ka mata tai au ke mawhana. Ka mata tai au ke mawhana.
Let's enjoy our hot drinks by the fire.
O mai ke inu mawhana he tapa afi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Fruilai, let's have a break and sing a song. O ki whakaku ke uhu e lolongo, whamahani, ka fise ni we, a si kori mai am tolu ke mawhana.
Ka fise ni we, ka fise malese, tangi tanga lulu he, tangi tanga lulu he. Kafisaniwe, kafismalese, tangi tanga luluwe, tangi tanga luluwe.
Hake,
hake kolka papa hife kolka no fona fo, hake kolka papa hife kolka no fona fo, tangi tanga luluwe. Hake kolka papa. Hake kolka papa, 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 hake kolka papa papa, he fekul kanofo, hemitakianiwe, 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 kaviseniwe, kavismorese, tangi tangyaluluwe, tangi tangyaluluwe, kavisi, kaviseniwe, kavismorese. Tangi tanga luluwe, tangi tanga luluwe. Ake, ake
Let's have our story for the night. Koetoa Malolo, the mighty warrior. I will kick start it off. The people of Motu Sifua were always on the lookout for the Tongan warships that brought invaders to the island from time to time.
Ne mai longa tu mohito tangata ha Motu Sifua, e tau wakatonga tau ne whao mai tu mau mai tonga ki he motu he wahaia.
And the people were always ready to defend their land to the bitter end.
Kua mahani toa ia lau tolu ke seu seu moe mau amamanaki ke to toko atu ke he tau fi ka hohoko atu ke he motu.
One such group of warriors landed one day and saw immediately that there was something different about the land.
Taha e matakau mai he taha wakatonga kua pihia. Ne ho hoko ki mutu se fua, sikisia koe whai mena kehe e mutu.
They saw something odd about the trees as they approached the land.
Ne kisia e lautoro, koe whai kehe e tau a kau, he funga, he lo ilunga ga. Ilunga he funua, he ho hoko atu a lautoro.
Their curiosity caused them to lose all thoughts of attacking the people of the land like they usually do. The sight that met them was very odd indeed, and so they discreetly went ashore and asked cautiously for answers.
Kua kehe lahi e mena kua kisia, asi o atu ai whaka ene ene alau tolu, he ke huhu whanu, po ke maua mai lana kai tātala.
What happened to the pandanus trees? They talk, they ask the people curiously, cautiously, as they saw the topless trees on the seashore. Oh, they're naked.
Tuna tuna si tukou.
Koe hei ngoa e mena kua tupu ki he tau whāwa sile fua. Huhuanga lo tūru whaka ene ene. Kai ono ono atu ki he tau whākua na kai whai lau. Ki tāpu nitui.
So why are the tops of the trees cut off in such a manner? They inquired further.
Koe ha ne ma mutu mutu ai e tau whā. He huhu whaka ene ene a lo tūru.
The tops of the trees were cut off by low folly, the people replied.
Wo situa e tau fa he hahala e low folly ta langi he to tangata.
Why did low folly cut the tree tops? They asked again.
Koe ha ne hahala e low folly e tau akau he liu a lo toru huhu foki.
Ah, he was practicing all his different moves, the people replied. So what kind of moves, they ask again. He was practicing different warfare moves with his spears, they said. So all this damage was done by his war spears, they ask again.
Si koe tau kanawa kau, hana ka ne hahala ke tau a kau, liu alau tolu huhu foki.
So all this damage was done by his war spears, they ask again.
Si koe tau kanawa kau, hana ka ne ku hahala ke tau a kau.
So, who is this Lofoli that you speak of anyway, that this visitors ask curiously?
Ko hai e tangata ko Lofoli, ne talam turgi ai di woloturuhu foki.
He is a mighty warrior with great strength and the chief of his people, they were told.
Ko ia, ko e toa malolo, si ko e iki foki hamautoro ia, he tari angi he tau tangata.
We'd like to meet this warrior, the visitors said cautiously, curiously.
Fia manako amautoro ke whiriwe ia, mo e toa ia, talangi lauturu.
And so a message was sent to the chief and warrior Lofoli.
Asi tātua e ore halautoru ke iki.
Moetoa
ko Lofoli.
And so the curious visitors were granted their request.
Asi talia ai he iki e ore halautoru ke hohoatu kia ia.
When they approached the chief, they noted with curiosity that he sat before them without a weapon.
Ne hohoko atu alautoru ki mua he iki, mai ki sia ai, kua nofo mue na kaiwhai kato ua ia.
They also noted that he was a man of great ease and poise, and did not look threatened by his visitors as he watched their approach confidently.
Ne mai longa e lauturu, ko ia koe tangata nā kei matakutaku, he ono atu ki o lauturu, kua hohoko atu.
And as they stood to greet them, they noted that he was a man of average height and stature, and moved with ease in his muscular body.
Kisia e lautoru, ai, nā kai koe tangata lahi, poka tolunga ia ne tū hake, kai laka ia moe sino, hakakau moe leke leke.
They liked what they saw and asked the chief a few questions.
Ne fia fia lahi a lautoru hakoa whirewe ia moe iki,
they wanted to know why he chopped off the pandanus tree tops.
Ne fialoto alautoru ke loa, ko hei ngoa ne whaonga e laufori ke hioaki e tauakau.
And they wanted to know if he had practiced on other trees as well.
Ne fialoa foka alautoru ko e whaiakau ke he foki na kaya ia ne kua whakaonga.
So the curiosity extended to the sharpness of the katoa.
Si fia iloa foke lo toru, koe masila fefe hana tau kanawakau.
They were told of how Lofoli defended his people at different times.
Ne longon ne lo toru tau apuhalali veki ha Lofoli, mai hana tau tangata, mai he tau fi.
Lofoli told of how he overcame his enemies with a few of his warriors.
Talaange Lofoli, koe toko fiha ni hana tau kautau ne whakaonga, ke to toko atu ke tau fi.
They were curious to see how he accomplished the feats he claimed.
Koe mena ia kwa fi aloto a lauturu ki, kia ki sia mata e hana tau fi waia.
So they wanted to also test his strength with others like him of their homeland, Tonga.
Manako lahi alo tolu kikisia, matahana malolo, Tonga e tau toa bihia alo tolu I Tonga.
So the visitors were very impressed with his tales that they invited him to go to Tonga with him.
Ne fia fia lahi alo tolu, he longona e tau tala tu whakahoruhana.
The visitors were very keen to see for themselves what the man claimed to do with his weapons. Lofoli accepted their invitation and prepared his weapons for the journey.
Taria e Lofoli uina, si whamaopo opo ia hana do kanawa kau ke uta mo ia.
He wrapped his weapons in green leaves and stowed them under his feet as they set sail.
Ni a fi e iahana tau kanawa akau aki e tau lau akau, mo e tuku ai ki lalo he tau hui hana he o atu he moana.
Oh, don't meet it.
Ho hoko lau tolu ki Tonga? Is that a difference?
So,
okay.
When they arrived in Tonga, the people were told of his feats he claimed to have performed on his land Motusifua.
Ne whakatuongo e tau taratu whakaholo ki a ia he hoko a lau tulu ki he motu ko Tonga he hana te whiua ne tau si I Motusifua.
This the people were keen to see, and so they challenged him again against their warriors.
Fia manako lahi e tau tangata ke kisia mata e tau whiua ia hana.
So, they set about organizing different tasks for him to show off his supposed great strength.
Ai si whakatoka tauka ngā taha e lau tūru tau whiua kehe kehe ke whakakisea ki hana toa me malo lō.
His first task was to cut down a banana tree.
Ko e whiua whakamua ne tuku ange ke tau se ia ko e hahala he fusi.
The fully dispatched the man to fetch his weapons, but the man returned with an oar instead, as he could not find it.
Asi whikau e lau fuli ta fuata, ke ta mai hana tō kāna wākau mai he waka, ka e riu atu e fuata mai fohe, he nā e kai kisia hana tō kāna wākau.
So, lau fuli fetched his own weapons instead, unwrapped it and stepped forward in readiness.
Asi he fonia lau fuli ki he waka, mo e langaki taka nā wākau hana mai he waka, si fofole ki he e tau lau wākau ne a fiaki, si tu atu ki alau tōru.
Lau fuli stepped forward,
took aim,
and swung at the tree with all his might, with the weapon in his right hand.
Ne tu atu alau fuli mo a manaki ke langa ki kana wākau hana ke he lima matau, si hio aki e a kau.
He hit the tree so hard that it should have fallen in half to the ground and could not manage to cut, and so used his left hand the second time.
Ne lau mitaki e a kau si kua lata ke mamutua ke kirikere.
However, what he heard was a heavy whacking sound that he had not heard before.
Kai nā kai pihia, ka kolongo ne ia e reo, tunga koe la patoa ni tangina he mongo ni laua ia kau he hana ka nawa atau koe leo na kai la longo ne ia whakamua.
But what Lau Fuli did not know was that someone had inserted the tree with a metal of some kind to test him.
Na kai loa e Lau Fuli ko fi taha e tangata he whakahurua ki taha ka la patoa e uho he fusi.
He smiled to himself as he knew what they had done to trick him.
Ne mamalia ia ki aia ni hei loa ia, kua lauri e kau ke whawa ia ia ia.
And armed with the knowledge, he knew what to do the next time.
Ne loa ia e mena ki ta usi he moho ne toi.
And so he picked up his weapon in his left hand this time and stepped forward.
Asilinga ki aia ia hana kana wākau ke he lima hema, si riu tū atu ki mua.
His weapon flew through the air as he swung with all his might.
Ne lele hana kana wākau ke pulangi he iri e ia ke he akau.
A heavy whacking sound was heard as his swinging weapon flew through the air and split the iron inserted banana tree in half.
Ne longona maare leo he lapatoa I lot he fusi, he mongo ne laua he kana wākau hana si maihi ua e fusi.
So the people turned pale in astonishment at seeing the strength of the man.
Ne pakehina e whawa ono ono he ofo ke kisia hana marulo.
And so the people wanted to see more of his feats.
Asi fia ki sia foki a lau tōru he whaurua te whiua hana.
And they took him to a chasm for his next feat.
Asi tātua e lautoro ia ke he, tapa, ke he taha tapi vai.
They did so in the hope that he would fall and die.
Ne fia loto lautoro ke toa ia si masi atuai.
He was asked to jump over the chasm so that they could see more of his skills and strength.
Fia kisia alotore hana makaka moe malolo ka hopo ke tafahi.
So Lofuli took a good look at the length and breadth of the chasm.
Ne ona framitaki alofuli ke he loa moe lohi he maihi.
It was a fairly wide chasm and he took careful mental notes.
Ne mana mana tu framitaki aia he whakataitai ke he lohi he maihi.
When Lofuli was ready, he gave his host a signal before he ran at the chasm and leapt as high as he could into the air.
Ne frapa toia ke ala uturu, to poi frama fisi si hopo fralahi ke taha fai he maihi.
And he hung in the air for a moment before he landed on the other side as he cleared the chasm with great effort.
Ne lehe whakatose a ia ke purangi, tō tō atu ke taha whahi he maihi.
He cleared the chasm so easily, his host thought, much to their astonishment and annoyance.
Ne hapa mi taki a ia he manatu he tau whawa, as he offa lau turu me hongo honga nawa ki a ia.
So, they had to come up with a much harder task next time, and so they took counsel and gave him another challenge.
Asi taupurenga anga taha lau toru ke tuku ange taha feua kua ukalahi he mongo nei ne toi.
It did not take long before they came up with the next task, to go fight a giant in his own cave who has terrorized the people for many, many years. So he made his way to the cave where the giant lived.
Nākai lewa, si ange foki e lautoru tāwhiua, ke heke ia ke whāno ke tau moe tātupua he hāna ana, ne kua lewa e whakamatakutaku e ia e tau tangata.
So he made his way to the cave of the giant and had a good look around, and there he found a woman.
Asifinatua ia ia ke he ana he tupua. Me kisia taha e fifini ne nofu ai.
Is this the cave of the giant who loved to terrorize the people? Lofuli asked.
Koe ana na kai he tupua whaka matakutaku tangata e. Huhu ange a Lofuli.
This is the cave of Toloa, the woman replied.
Koe ana hatoloa e tariangi he whiwhine ni nofu ai.
But who are you and what do you want? The woman asked.
Ka kuhai a koe, siku he ngua hau ne manako huhu at he whiwhine.
I am the warrior Lofuli who is here to kill the giant, he told her.
Ko au koe toa ko Lofuli, ko hau ke keri he tupua, tarangi e ia.
So who are you? Asked Lofuli.
Ka koha ia koe, huhu a te Lofuli.
I am the wife of the giant Toloa, she replied with a smirk.
Ko au, koe hoana he tupua ko Toloa. Talangi, he fifine moe mamari kua na kaimitaki.
You better not be here when he gets back, the wife told him.
Ua nofua koe he mena e kariu mai aia, talangi he fifine.
Otherwise, you will be the next meal. See, I had it obvious, unknowingly.
Niki seke, ko koe ka kai e ia he moia, talange moe I loa he fifine.
So where is your husband, Lofuli asked.
Si ko fe he tāne hau huhu atua Lofuli.
Ko fande paske amaung.
He has gone hunting, she replied with a wicked smirk.
Ko fande tue ia ia ke takafanga. Talangi he hoana me mamari whakakerea ia.
There was no sign of the giant, and so Lofuli waited at the mouth of the cave for his return.
Nē nā kai ki sia e tupua, asi
What Lofoli did not know was that he was at the cave of the giant whom the people named Toloa the Cannibal.
Na kai loa e Lofoli koe ana he tupua ne whakahingoa he e tau tangata a ia ko Toloa kai tangata.
The giant was a long time coming and so asked the woman impatiently what time will he return.
Ne fiwa ia he whakatari a si liwa ia mahu huatu ki he whiwhine pe he niu mahi mga hawhea ia.
He will return when the storm comes, she replied with a wicked grin.
Tō riu mai e ia he mongo ka tō ai e matangi, tarange whiwhine, kai mamari whakakerea ia.
So when the rain falls and thunder peals, he will arrive with his black load of human flesh, she added boastfully.
Ka tō e uha me paku e langi, tō hoko mai e ia me kawenga tangata, palau angi he whiwhine.
This cave stinks, Lofoli said, as the stench hit his nostrils as he looked around the filthy cave where the woman sat, surrounded by human remains.
Na muero haia e ana e, tarange Lofoli, he ifi e ia hana mata ihu mai ono whanu ke ana kiva, ne whakatuna e e fifine mai tau puluhuia itu.
He returned to the mouth of the cave with a disgust as what he saw, but all the while thinking of his moves when the giant arrives. He won't be too much longer, he thought to himself as he saw the black clouds rolling his way.
Manatu hifa lau fori ke ia, ni heki sia e tau ao lu uli, hane uolo atu ke he nohoang hana.
When he heard the peals of thunder just before the rain came, the smell of foul air permeated his nostrils, alerting him to the arrival of the giant.
Nā kai lewa, si paku e langi, mui mai a e uha, si efe na muero tangata, he mata matangi, Iloia koe niu mai tua e tu pua.
Toloa looked up and saw a strange man sitting at the mouth of his cave and he smiled wickedly as he approached.
Ono hake a Toloa si kisie i e tangata ke hane whakatona he ngutu ana hana a si mamari kerea ia he finatu.
I'm going to enjoy this meal today, he said happily to himself and wondered where his wife was. So Toloa the cannibal thundered into the cave as Lofoli stood facing him ready for the attack.
Hau mai a wha a Toloa kaitangata. He kisia Lofoli kua tū hanga atu kia ia.
But as his first foot stepped inside, Lofoli swung his weapon and chopped it off, and the giant screamed in pain and took another step inside.
Ne huhana hui whakamua ke ana, si lele kanawa a kauha Lofoli mue hio kehe e huia a si tangi hake tu puakai oho atu tahui. Fokiki loto.
Lofoli swung his weapon again and his second foot was gone, bringing the big man down on his knees.
Siliwa Lofoli, whakaloa foki hana kana wakau, atu mwe hio e hui ke ua aki, asi veria e tupua ke he hana tau mataturi, mwe tangi whakaui hui.
As his arm stretched forward to grab the stranger, Lofoli swung his weapon again and chopped Toloa's hands from his arms.
Pua fingre whakaloloi hana taurima ke tau whetangata. Kai liu ni a Lofoli, ta hana katoa si hio ke he taurima he tupua.
The big man screamed with pain and begged for mercy where he fell.
Ni tangi tau tau e tupua mui. Ore ki toka ia he mena ni veri ai.
I promise not to be a cannibal anymore, he cried, but Lu Fuli didn't believe him and put the giant out of his misery.
Tuai li o ki kai tangata tangi ore tupua kanakai. Taritono la Fuli es whakaose ia e mui he tupua.
Whakaose pi hia e mui ha tolo ak.
And so he ended.
So he ended the life of Toloa, the cannibal, allowing the Tongan people to live in safety again.
Whakaosi pihia e mui ha Toloa kai tangata. Si fia fia lahi tau tangata Tonga, ha ko mo mui e lo tolu.
The people were so happy, they allowed him to rest for a few days before taking on the next task.
Ne fia fia lahi e tau tangata, si toka aia ke okioki ke tōru e aho, tō liu fōki ke tau isi hawhiua.
He was asked to climb a mountain top to reach the enemies living there.
Ne ore lo tōru ke aia ke tōri hake tā maunga ki kere tau whine no nofo ai.
He kept his plans to himself as he made preparations for the coming task.
Ne nā kai whakakise i hāna tō manatu ke whaoa hei si usiu ke tau isi hawhiua i mua.
So, on the third night, he started climbing the mountain.
Koe pōge tōru aki, ne ka mata ia ke tōri hake ke kau mōunga.
The enemy saw his approach and started rolling down many rocks and stones, trying to kill him, but he dodged them until he reached the top.
Ne tōro mā kai lau tōru a ia, kai karo whanua ia, mai tōri as i hoko, as i osi kai hoko a ia ki lunga.
There he stretched forth his arm with his mighty weapon in hand, and devastated the people there.
Ne hoko hake ia ki runga si whakaloa ai hana lima me ka nawa a kau si keli popo ai e tau tangata.
He swung his weapon to the north side, then south, then east, then to the west with devastating effect.
Ne hanga to ia ke whahi tuke lau. Si whahi tonga mai whahi uta pihia mai whahi lalo mai hana ka nawa a kau.
The few who remained begged for mercy, which he allowed. Then he descended to his very happy hosts.
Ne ole tau tangata ne toe ke toka lalo toru asi momo ui ai to liu hifo ia ke whaoa kua fia fia lahi ke whakatari me kai fia fia ke ia.
And so he was rewarded with the king's daughter as his bride.
Ne whakapalepale lau toru ia ke mau me tama a fine patuiki.
And after they had three children, he began to have itchy feet, wanting to return to his homeland again.
Toko tōru e tau whanau halaua ni whanau, tō liu hana tau hui ke mangiho foki, ke liu ke hana motu mōri muko motu se fua.
The people were very hungry at this, very unhappy with this, and started chanting, exile him, kill the foreigner. And so Lo Fuli took off and returned to his homeland. On his return, he dwelt at Liku, where the people gathered to hear stories of his adventures in the Friendly Isles.
Not so friendly.
Nofo aia he maanga ha ko Liku, he liwatu a si toro atu e tau tangata ke longona e tau tala tuwhaholo ke hana whenonga ke motu ha tonga.
And one day he went to the bush and started a huge umu like one to cook the sea roots.
Hoko e tahao, na tua ia ke he wao me tawhua e umu si mahaki tonga.
The people asked if he was going to bake some sea roots.
Ne huhu e tau tangata koe tau si kahane whaia ia.
But he kept his thoughts to himself as he asked two of his warrior friends to help him.
Kana kai talanga ia hana tau manatu ke lau tūru. Kai holea ia ke hana tau kapisinga tuko ua ni koe tau koutou tuko ua.
One was the warrior Vihikula of Mudalau, and the other was Kulasea of Hakupu.
Ne langamatai e lau fōri a lau ua ke uru e umu mana kai whaitāla ki a taha si hoponi ki he loto uho he taupatu o vela paku.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, he introduced.
Taha koe ka pisingo Vihikula me Mudalau taha o Kulasea. Carry on.
He introduced his two warrior friends to make sure that the umu flames roared and the stones were red hot.
Nelang mata ye lau fuli ala ua ki uru umu mena khai fai tala ki ataha.
Then he asked them to level the red hot stones within his with his help.
Si aria ia ke laua ke uru whakatatai e to potu o ka kai loto.
They could feel the heat of the red stone stones on their skin as they worked.
Ne longon e laua e ahu vela he to potu o ke he tau kiri halau turu he ngahua.
And without warning his friends, his two friends, Lofuli jumped into the umu pit.
Asi off e ka pisinga to ko hana ko hapa lo fori ki loto e umu.
As if on cue, a red hot stone suddenly exploded, hitting him on the forehead, killing him instantly.
Ne pa fra fo ta hama ka pihi si lo he hana matali asi masi ai e toa malolo koro fuli.
He was also known by these two names, Tokia from Tonga, the ear of chiefs, Toloa from Tonga, and Summit of Water from Tonga.
Nei loa fōki e whaoa ia ke tauhingoa nei, ko Tongia mai Tonga, Hakeanga Iki, Toloa mai Tonga, Tapiwai mai Tonga.
He was also known as Toloa of the Chiefs, Toloa from Tonga, and Mountain from Tonga were his other names.
Tanga loa ke he iki, tonga, Toloa mai Tonga, Momounga mai Tonga, e wharuhingoa fōki hana.
He composed songs about his adventures in Tonga in his lifetime.
Ne fasi e ia e taurolong hangao ke hana tau whiu he motu ko Tonga.
Lofuli did not want anyone to take his life and thus ended the life of the mighty warrior of Niue Whikai.
E nā kai manako a Lofuli ke whakaosi he tahata ngata hana mui. Aisi whakaosi ni e ia pihia hana mui ko e toa maloloha Niue.
This is one of his songs he composed, Tō Lilo e Tōua. Oh.
Koe mama. Tō Lilo e Tōua ke la fiha, Tō Lilo e Tōua ke la valu. Ka whaka atanoa hifo ki Tonga, whaka here e moui he tangata ia. Tuku la ki whē ka osi e. Tuku la ki whē ka osi e.
And the Palangi translation goes like this.
How many
strands shall the rope be twisted? It shall be twisted with 8 strands to humble the pride of the Tongans. Who would sacrifice the life of a man? Where will be the ending?
Where will be the ending?
Let's
sing a song.
Is that it?
Kamasea, sita nua, ki mua he hawa ka tene fulu ala se matia. Kamasea, sita nua, ki mua he hawa ka tene fulu ala se matia. Sika o siia, si toa e koe, e a kaha fisi fulu ala nehingo a koe lo se. Sika o siia, si toa e koe, e a kaha fisi fulu ala nehingo a koe lo se. Sika fisi mai mua, ta fisi ulua ki, ka pisinga tau mai mohei ko au ni ia. Ka kamuti ia, si toa e koe, e a ka fisi fulu ala neingo a koe lo se. Sika fisi mai mua, ta fisi ulua ki, ka pisinga tau mai mohe I ko au ni ia Sika fisi mai mua Taha fisi ulu aki Ka pisinga tau mai mohe I ko au ni ia Sika fisi mai mua Taha fisi ulu aki Ka pisinga